Scottish Opera's autumn tour of La Traviata will be travelling to 25 venues the length and breadth of Scotland right up until the end of November. And it's down to one woman to make sure it sounds as fabulous on the last night as it does on the first night. That woman is music director and pianist Susanna Wapshot, who'll be accompanying the singers on every single date of the tour. I'm Emma York and I snuck into rehearsals to meet Susanna and find out more.
I am the conductor and orchestra all in one role. It's very exciting. I have to lead the singers through a company where it's possible, and I look after the general structure of the piece and make sure it doesn't get too slow, not too fast, and that it's coherent and hopefully that it's what the composer intended and he wrote it.
It's a lot of tweaking even when you're out as well, isn't it? Do you kind of have a process where you every other night have things to say or things to tweak?
Yes, we meet at 6 o'clock, so that's an hour and a half before the show, every show, and we do what we call a balance check. If we had an orchestra, it would be a seating call, making sure that all their chairs are in the right place, and a balance check. And I pick points in the piece, such as offstage chorus. Maybe the soprano would want to go through her aria, the tenor might want to do bits. We might do a little bit of ensemble work, just so everyone's comfortable in the space, because every venue's totally different, and we never really know what we're going to get until we turn up on the day.
It must be quite a physical sort of role for you as well, because you're playing, you know, full on every night.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to be very careful that I don't develop repetitive strain. It's nothing to do with technique. You can have the best technique in the world, but because, like you say, it's so physical, and when you're playing the whole orchestra and conducting, that's what I find really difficult, because you can come out of your seat a bit and not be totally grounded, which you should be as a pianist.
And in terms of the piano, like, your instrument obviously it follows you around Scotland. How does it get places? Do you have to tune it every night?
We have a wonderful man called Malcolm who brings the piano, which is a Yamaha, right? He brings it round in his van, and he's absolutely wonderful. He's the best piano tuner I've ever met, because he will sit and listen to me practice before the show, and he'll ask me if there's a particular thing that I want the piano to do. Like in Carmen, there was a lot of brass repeated chords, and he tweaked the piano and made it happen.
You are the whole orchestra, so you obviously have to take the score for the whole orchestra and kind of put it into a piano. Is there a process that, you know, how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. That comes into to my preparation, and I'll always have a full score sitting by the piano during rehearsals. There are wonderful people that have done piano reductions of all the operas. Some editions are better than others. This edition's very good, it's Ricordi, but we always, as pianists, have to add in certain things because we don't quite play like a pianist. It's hard to explain, but you have to know when it's a pizzicato chord compared to a bowed chord in the strings, when it's an oboe. An oboe you play very differently to a flute on the piano. It's all very, very subtle, and you only really acquire the skill by listening to orchestras play, and also watching conductors and watching how orchestras react to conductors, and I have to try and put all of that in my piano playing.
It's no easy feat.
No, but it's very exciting. It's very varied, and I will never play the same score twice. Like I'll be doing 26 shows, and it will be 26 different versions of La Traviata, because there's no correct way of doing it.